Welcome into Spilly on the Rocks, and it is what day is this? It's April 14th, so tomorrow taxes, or today taxes, right? April 15th, Jackie Robinson Day, also tax day. Rockies are not doing well. I think I said this the last couple of days. I mean, 0-4 now. Took on the Dodgers. They scored some runs, which was a big deal, but they also set a franchise record for most innings in a row without scoring a run. So they went 31 innings without scoring a run before it was Nick Martini and Kyle Farmer, some veteran guys, that ended up taking quality at bats and pushing it run across. So that was it. And then Hunter Goodman hit a home run, and the Rockies fall 5-3. A lot of things here, especially we start before the day even started. So 4 consecutive days for Brenton Doyle without playing. A little bit alarming, a little bit concerning. He's getting closer and closer. We also found out that Chris Bryant back on the IL, and he has this issue with his back where he has I think it's a lumbar degenerative disc syndrome, which is, in a way, it's just like everybody has a version, like every baseball player twists their body and all that stuff, and they have bad backs, but Chris Bryant's back might be worse than that. So again, like this contract, which nobody ever really thought was gonna be a great contract, has continually gotten worse. And I feel bad. Like I've gotten to know KB. Like I'll paint a picture. He's a good dude. Like he's somebody like you want your daughter to marry. He's good. He's fine. Like personality wise, he's awesome. He's speaks from his heart. You know, like he's a good dude. But as far as like the performance for the Rockies, it's been, I mean, we know what it is. It's been bad. And like he wants to be good. That's the problem. You know, there's a pressure that comes with the contract, pressure with being an MVP and Rookie of the Year. But it is Rocky's career. It has not worked out well. I mean, think about this. From 2022 to 2025, right? The 4 years he's been in the Rockies uniform. And his first year in 2022, he had a good triple slash line before he got hurt. 306, 376 on base percentage, 851 OPS, a 128 OPS plus. Those are really good numbers. Those are like borderline all-star numbers. And then from the last 3 seasons, it's been injury. It was plantar fasciitis. It was, you know, broken wrist, broken finger. Man, I mean, he has played in 170 games in 4 seasons with the Rockies. And I don't, there's also 3 more years remaining of contract at essentially $27 million a year. And he is 33. He's going to turn 34 a little bit later on in the year. So it's like you feel bad for the guy. I mean, you feel bad for him, but as an athlete, you also understand like it's a performance-based industry. And the Rockies, I mean, they're going to try to rehab him. You know, maybe a epidural, maybe cortisone. I'm not quite sure what they're going to do. And he put in the work. I mean, again, I'm not to like just trying to humanize him. You know, I'm not trying to paint some rosy picture because I can't. But man, just hasn't worked. Hasn't worked. And I don't think it ever will. I don't ever think it can. I mean, when you add this on top of it. So man, that there just really isn't, there aren't any words for this deal. I mean, the hindsight is 2020, but it is also to the point now where I think it's fair. unless there's some like remarkable turnaround, like the version that the Rockies wanted when they signed him, the guy that was basically an all-star in 2021, they're never going to see that. They will never see that production. So, not good. All right. So, some other things to pay attention to with the Rock Show. Two more games, Dodger Stadium. Antonio Senzatella has really struggled this year. Some of his numbers, I think if you go to Baseball Reference and check out the hits per nine for Antonio, I mean, we're getting into like numbers that I've never seen before. Leading right now baseball in WHIP, which is walks, hits per innings pitched, because he's, I mean, it's basically close to 18 hits per nine, 18 hits per nine, which there's just so many there's so many issues going on right now with the Rockies that I mean, again another good dude, another good dude. So, but here's a funny story. So this kid Braxton Fulford just got called up, was raking in Albuquerque, called up for Chris Bryant going on the IL. We will have to see if there's a corresponding move for Brenton Doyle, because it's been four straight games and he hasn't played. So how close is he? How much can you wait? But Braxton Fulford gets called up and shows up to Dodger Stadium around the third inning. Kind of crazy, right? Like first time getting called up, and he's another catcher. So Hunter Goodman's going to get some opportunities as a DH. You have Jacob Stallings, and now you've added another catcher. This guy, we checked out one of his, one number that I'm want to see if it's going to play out is he had a 7% swing and miss rate on pitches in the strike zone in AAA. Now, AAA is a totally different beast than the big leagues, but that's good. Rockies fans need to see less swing and miss. Rockies are scoring the least amount of runs in baseball. They're striking out the most. You want the least swing and miss. You want some contact guys. So it would be nice to see a young player that has some contact skills. That would be nice. So anyways, Jackie Robinson Day, I think it's always worth noting just the impact that Jackie had on the sport. I know it hopefully it isn't lost on anybody, but maybe it is. Just the impact that he had. He made his major league debut on April 15th, 1947. He was 28 years of age when he did it. He was a UCLA stud. Baseball wasn't even his best sport. He was a track and field star. He played on the football team. I mean, the stories of Jackie are pretty incredible. Especially, you think about serving in the military and then being able to turn the other cheek. That was a big reason why Branch Rickey decided to go with Jackie Robinson. And the connection of several of the Rockies with Jackie Robinson and UCLA, Michael Tolia, Jake Bird, Sean Bouchard. But yeah, he was 1947. They ended up, coming up with an award basically because of him. So that was the very first Rookie of the Year was in 1947. It was awarded to Jackie Robinson. He was also fifth in MVP that year. But Jackie. Jackie went hard. He played 11 years in the big leagues. He didn't have like these crazy counting stats that we see with a lot of other players, but I mean, his impact was legit, especially with how much it opened the doors for other African Americans, Don Newcomb, Roy Campanella, right? Larry Doby. Just to start thinking about just how important that was. And you couldn't have handpicked a better person to be put in that situation and then to perform. It's also here's crazy too. He led the National League in 1947 with stolen bases with 29, 29, 297, 383 on base percentage, 29 stolen bases led the league. He was also caught stealing 11 times, which led the league and had the most sacrificed bunts. He had 28 sacrifice hits. So what is that? It's not even a flyout. It's a bunt. So those are some wild stats back in the day for Jackie. So anyways, hopefully you enjoy your day. continue to keep doing Spilling on the Rocks. I am coping my fingers, my toes, everything is crossed, that some things are going to start to go in a different direction, you know. Hopefully we get some wins so we can actually celebrate a little bit if you're Rockies fans, because it's not fun. Not fun right now. But hopefully you're having fun on the Mile High Sports with our guys, and be back at it. You can always tweet me or X me at SpillyGoat19. Thanks for listening.